This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where are the mask and vax Nazis? I'm curious. They used to write to me. I told you of these ladies that wrote to me,
Kevin, you got to stop spreading misinformation. Oh, my goodness. Blah, blah, blah.
And what happened to Wu Flu? Let me read you this quick story. For the first time in nearly 2 years, parents can send their kids to school in New York City without a face mask as New York City and New Jersey lift one of the longest standing bastions of the COVID crisis. The removal of school mask mandates comes almost 2 years to the day the WHO declared it a scamdemic. I'm sorry, pandemic. Also, as of Monday, New York City businesses needn't check vaccine status of customers at the door. They can continue doing so if they choose, just like individual school districts can opt for stricter mask standards. But the sweeping rules are over. See, that's government backing away, just like I told you, saying, look, it's not our fault. It's your decision, school district. It's your decision, businesses. It's your decision, administrators, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you know what they're telling you? None of it worked. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You about to get some fire and brimstone up in this mug because I am so tired of not calling this what it is. I'm tired of people tiptoeing around it. This was a scam. 1,000%. You don't have to believe it, but I'm giving you the proof. 844-551-8255. Let me ask you, what changed? What changed? Oh, I know what people are.
Well, Kevin, the numbers went down and suddenly we're not getting as many infections and this, that, and the other. Not as many people are dying and all that.
Nothing has changed. You weren't getting as many infections at the beginning. You weren't getting as many people dying. Nothing's changed. You changed it. Democrats milked that cow until the udder ran dry. The cow dropped over dead, and they went, well, I guess we ain't getting no more milk out of that cow. And that was the end of that. Because let me ask you this. Has Wu Flu gone away? Have the variants died? Where are all the variants? There wasn't a day. Think about 3 months ago. 3 months ago.
Well, we've got the alpha variant, we got the beta variant, we got the mu and the delta and the epsilon and all this.
We ran through the Greek alphabet. We started giving them new names, doopy, droopy, and bloopy, because we had so many variants and we were always concerned about anybody, anybody? Yep, the next variant. And suddenly, there's no, repeat, zero discussion of the next variant. Nobody's warning us for the summer. Nobody's,
well, you know, in the summertime, you know,
we're in the dead of winter. This is when people are supposed to be getting sick and dying, and we're not talking about it. It's just going to slip away into the ether. Yeah, and what about these vaccinations? These vax mandates, vax passports, you must be vaccinated. All these draconian measures that got people killed. Anybody? Yeah, if you're paying attention, let me tell you something. Let me give you the dirty little secret. I already talked about it on many other shows. The coroners have reported an amazing number of deaths, and so have the insurance companies, of people from 18 to 64. An abnormally high number, over 40% higher than the typical statistical numbers. And they can't blame it on Wu Flu. But they can blame it on vaccines. And you're watching the people who got people killed backing away. So for the vax Nazis that wrote to me, here's what I want to ask you, because I ask this question all the time, and I want you to understand, I'm going to brag about myself a little bit here. I am a thinker. And you want to know what is my biggest attribute when I think? I always ask myself this question. You ready, people? Kevin, what if you're wrong? That's what makes me go look at it from the other person's point of view. What if they're right? So you know what I did? I went and I looked at other vaccines and their effectiveness. I looked at trends of when people started getting, autism and things like this and its relationship to vaccines. And I ran the numbers and I did all these different things. And you know what conclusion I came to? This government doesn't know anything about keeping you safe. They give you vaccines for no reason. They give you medications because that is the way the system continues to run. They don't want to cure anything. They want the money is in the treatment. It's not in the cure. That's what they're doing. They're over-medicating us. They're over-vaccinating us. And you know what it's doing? It's creating the problems that we all want to solve. I'm not going to go into detail. Go look up stuff about autism and all these other things that are happening, and you'll get a general idea. But with this one, there's not even there is so much evidence against these vaccines, it should have been criminal for anybody to get them. And you know what? The data is bearing out what I don't need degrees in epidemiology and virology in order to make you understand this. Common sense is all you need. The problem is far too many of us don't have it. It's been eroded away. We had a panel discussion the other night. Me, Charles Love, who runs the executive director for Seeking Educational Excellence, and then Chris Harris, who's the executive director for Unhyphenated America, and Lawrence Johnson, who runs One Urban Voice, a project we have to get inner city parents and students to stop thinking the way they've been thinking. We were having a panel discussion about the level of crazy of white people. Because we were talking about how you could possibly let somebody call you a racist when you're not. How you could possibly let somebody demoralize your children. And I could go on. It all comes back to just this notion that you're willing to accept whatever the government tells you. The government says you're racist. You know, I have my racism. My daughter's married to a black guy. I have three black coworkers that I've hired. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you just don't understand the inherent racism that exists in your hiring practices and whatever. And y'all, I guess you are. I guess I am racist. It's insane. We get fed information and we just suck it in. I'm no longer a sponge. I hope you're not either. I don't think you are because you're listening to this program. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about the CDC saying all this stuff was safe and effective. And who's going to be held responsible for this?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a word for the people who are getting killed or maimed or, you know, whatever, from side effects related to these vaccines that never should have been given to anybody. They're referred to as vaccidents. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Major issues related to vaccinated people. You're starting to hear about it, but the media is going to cover it up. Pardon me. It will be media like this. And I use that term loosely. I'm not trying to be a journalist. It'll be people like me who make you go or encourage you. I don't make you do anything. I encourage you to go do your research, and you're going to find out the horrible truth about what our government did to us. Forget the Tuskegee experiment, where they gave black men syphilis unknowingly and didn't treat it, and half of them went crazy and the rest of them died. Forget that. This is at a scale that makes the Tuskegee experiment look like Girl Scouts. I'm just saying, wow, this was an experimentation on an entire population in the world, sanctioned by various world governments, and we have people out there going, well, Kevin, I mean, we did have a flu. The Wu flu was real, man. COVID is real, Kevin. Yeah, COVID was so real, it killed everybody. It killed people in car wrecks. It killed people committing suicide. It killed people dying of heart disease. You name it. It killed everybody. COVID was indiscriminate in its killing. So much so, hospitals were getting $39,000 no matter how you died. That's how good COVID was at killing. And suddenly, it's gone. But go to the CDC website and see what they tell you about vaccines and COVID. Still, you put COVID in, the first thing that comes up on your Google search is going to be all this CDC nonsense. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. COVID recommends everyone ages 5 years and older get vaccinated as soon as possible to protect against COVID-19 and its potentially severe complications. CDC has updated its recommendation for COVID-19 vaccines with a preference for the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer, BioNTech, Intech, and Moderna. Millions of people in the United States have received a COVID-19 vaccine under the most intense safety monitoring program in the United States history. This is from the site. Serious adverse effects for COVID are rare, but may occur. CDC is providing timely updates on the following severe adverse effects of interest, and they give you a list of them. Here's one. Anaphylaxis after COVID-19 vaccinations is rare and has occurred in approximately 5 people per 1 million vaccinated in the U.S. Anaphylaxis, a severe type of allergic reaction, can occur after any kind of vaccination. If this happens, healthcare providers can effectively and immediately treat the reaction. The more I read this stuff, the more I go, you know what? I'm going to stop reading the drivel. Here's the next one. Thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS, after Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccination is rare. Then they go on to tell you, TTS is a rare but serious adverse effect that causes blood clots in large blood vessels and low platelets. As of February 24, 2022, more than 18.4 million doses of the J&J COVID-19 vaccine have been given in the United States. CDC and FDA identified 57 confirmed reports of people who got the vaccine and later developed TTS. So 57 out of 18.4 million. And do you really believe that that's the number of people who got blood clots from J&J? They identified 9 deaths, here's what they said, that have been caused by or were directly attributed to TTS following J&J vaccination. Women ages 30 to 49, I love this part, listen to this, or should especially be aware of the increased risk of this rare adverse event. There are other COVID-19 vaccine options available for which this risk has not been seen. To date, there have been 3 cases of TTS following mRNA COVID vaccinations, which is the Moderna, that have been reported of the more than 532 million doses administered. So only 3 of Moderna have gotten the things or what have you. Then they go on, they talk about Guillain-Barre and others, and you know what they do? They sugarcoat all of it. And it's all one big fat lie. Look, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go do your research. Listen to people talk about the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S system. Listen to the people that are talking about insurance claims. And I told you this. I warned people, especially these vax Nazis that contacted me. Kevin, you're giving out misinformation. And I said, really? You're the misinformation. You're the one. You're telling people who are going to catch a flu at worst or the cold, or a cold, both of which can kill you. And oh, by the way, we're all going to die of something. But you're telling them that they need to restructure their lives and protect everybody around them any differently than you would protect yourself if you caught the flu. I ask people this all the time. How can you be asymptomatic with something? I have no clue that I have this disease. I know, Kevin, you can get, you know, dengue fever or some African, you know, bug or whatever and not know. Perhaps. Perhaps. But how have we addressed it in the past? Somebody gets it. They go to the hospital. They find the epicenter. And they go, okay, 200 people died because of this. What they wanted to convince you is that when you get the flu, and I'm telling you, if anybody differs with me, let me know. When I've gotten the flu, I knew almost instantly And I could almost tell you when I got it. I was like, oh, gee, I remember there was a dude. I was at this event, and he was in my face. And I remember he spit, and a little bit hit my lip. And I was like, oh, gosh. So, you know, and so you know you got it. Within a day or so, you already, your eyes feel it, your nose or your chest. And you go, I'm getting sick. And what do? You self-quarantine. You get out of people's way. You don't go out. You're not giving it out. That's the body tells you what to do. But government goes, no, no, no. We know better than your body. We're going to tell you. And oh, by the way, you don't even know if you're sick. So you're a danger. And they had people scared to death. Old people didn't want to see their grandkids. Let me tell you, the Chinese Zoom, that Zoom made a ton of money during that time. I actually profited on it because people were Zooming. Hey, Grandma, Grandpa. My cable company has this hug blanket that people can, you know, hug each other and stuff like that. We restructured over all this, over lies. And the CDC, look, here's the sad part. Here's where I'm getting all of this, because I haven't told you anything you don't already know. Sorry about that, people listening, because you're waiting on Kevin. Give us the revelations, man. Your show is so good. You always, he's not giving us a reveal. And you got friends listening going, check out this dude, man. He's insightful. I've only told you what you already know. But here's what I do want you to understand. At some point, we're going to be told that we were right. You're going to hear, here's the data. And the only thing I hope is that I hope that it's in God's plan to truly give justice to the people that got millions of people killed. People all over the world trusted their governments. And they were lied to, blatantly lied to, because a group of elitist fat cats and eugenicists wanted to make a lot of money and have control over people's lives, specifically their life and death. That's what this is about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While both Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on the fact that we need to stop bringing Russian oil into the United States, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, speaking on Newsmax, has some ideas on how to replace that oil.
What we need right now is an Operation Warp Speed for American energy. Bring together the federal agencies and you bring together the oil industry and you say, okay, Keystone Pipeline would give us 830,000 barrels a day. We need to be putting that into the pipeline. Let's get that done.
U.S. businesses posted a near record level of open jobs in January, a trend that pushed up workers' pay and added to inflationary pressures throughout the United States. Employers posted 11.3 million jobs at the end of January, down slightly from the record of 11.4 million in December, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News. Truckers protesting around Washington, D.C. say they won't stop driving around the Beltway until they meet with more lawmakers and the national COVID-19 state of emergency is fully lifted. Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Ted Cruz of Texas met with some members of the self-proclaimed People's Convoy for about 2 hours at the Capitol. The truckers are also calling for congressional hearings into the origins of COVID-19 and an investigation into the government response. A federal judge in Florida has stopped the Navy from removing a commander of a destroyer while he seeks a religious exemption from the vaccine, even though he has allegedly disobeyed the service's rules for coronavirus mitigation. The judge's ruling is part of a case that seeks to be a class action lawsuit on the military's vaccine mandate filed by more than 30 unnamed officers and enlisted personnel from all of the military branches in November of 2021. Judge Stephen Merriday criticized the Navy's contention that mitigation measures other than vaccination are not as effective as the vaccination itself. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All over the world, mask mandates are disappearing. Vaccine mandates, vaccine proof, vaccine passports. Do you realize how close we got to having to show papers, proof that we got a shot of something that could potentially kill you? There are people that are walking time bombs. We all are. I mean, I know we're going to die, but you don't have to add to it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm talking about the ruse of WuFlu, and I'm talking about it because it's coming to an end. I predicted it, and I said not only is it going to come to an end, the Democrats are going to back away from it, and then they're going to find a scapegoat. And that scapegoat is not going to be Fauci. It's going to be some stupid Republican. Probably a rhino who thinks he's immune. He thinks he's a buddy to him, like a Lindsey Graham. It's going to be them, and they're going to say the wrong thing, and it's going to suddenly shift over to the Republicans. They were the ones who wanted lockdowns. Donald Trump is the one who did Operation Warp Speed, and they're going to bring in all. There's going to be so much gobbledygook, you're going to be going, blah, 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 blah. Wait a minute. I don't remember that. I remember you guys implementing it. They're going, nope, not us. What are you talking about? No, Kevin Jackson, what? No, not us, man. That's Donald Trump and that team. That's who did it. And eventually, they will educate the kids that you were forced to wear those masks by those stupid Republicans and all that. And suddenly, the slaves will have been freed by the Democrats, the very people who lynched them. Well, you slaves will have been freed by the very people who lynched you. Who cost you your jobs, who cost you relationships, who may have even cost you a loved one who committed suicide, or somebody who, you know, had to go into the cuckoo tank because they didn't have enough socialization, or who knows. Maybe it cost your kid a year in school. Maybe it cost you from missing out on 2 years of birthday parties and weddings and funerals and bar mitzvahs and dining out with friends, and who knows. You restructured your life over a lie. And I hope it makes you mad. I hope it makes you wake up and go, this will never happen to me again. America, aren't we about freedom? Well, this guy wrote, while you may have been distracted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the UK government released a report confirming that, are you ready, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Fully vaccinated people now account for 9 out of 10 COVID deaths in England.
That's right. And they link to this is not me saying this. Go look it up. Go look at any of the countries and see who are the people dying of COVID. The very people that the stupid vaccine was supposed to help, it killed. I got friends out there that listen to this show, and you know what they said to me? I know one guy in particular. He says, Kevin, I almost got the shot. I almost got it. And I think his wife talked him out of it. And I thought to myself, man, be sure to give that woman of yours an extra strong, snuggly hug, because she probably saved your life, at least for the temporary time being. You know, story after story, what more can I tell you? Hey, here's one, the goodlylawsociety.org. Here's the article. Just released documents by Pfizer show BioNTech paid the FDA a drug user fee for COVID-19 vaccine approval. Go look it up for yourselves. I don't know if it's true or not, but here's how it reads. As the news cycle continues to focus on the Ukraine situation, the FDA complied with a court order to release 55,000 pages of Pfizer data per month that was used to authorize their COVID-19 vaccine produced with BioNTech, with the first batch quietly released on March the 1st. There are 150 documents that the public can now view, and it gives you a link to where you can download them for yourselves. Don't believe me. One of the documents released was prescription drug user fee payment that BioNTech paid to the FDA on 4/20 of 2021. It's called Comirnaty COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, which the FDA subsequently approved in August of 2021. The prescription drug user fee payment was $2,875,842, and it is sourced. This document that I just read to you, the piece of information, they provide the source where you can go look it up for yourself. So that's what the FDA did. They got billions of dollars paid by the company that has made close to $35 billion. So it was a $3 billion payment payoff to the government, so Pfizer could make $31 billion of profit. Pretty good return on investment, isn't it? Particularly for a drug that kills people. Shaking my head, man. I'm shaking my head. So, not only is that, I mean, and again, I say these things because I want people to understand, I truly want what's best. When you listen to this program, I want you to know this. I have no agenda. You could say, Kevin, you're trying to spread the word of conservatism. Not the case. Kevin, you hate liberals and you're doing this against the left and all that. No, not the case. Not at all. I get up in the morning, I look at what's going on in the world, and all I want to do is make sure that I tell you the truth. That's it. And here's the other thing. I'm not telling you what to do. Oh, let's face it, I'm pretty smart. We've all figured that out. And, of course, very modest. So I want you to understand, I do know what I'm talking about. And some of you may be impressed with my knowledge, and others may go, well, he touched on it, but he didn't figure it out. Wherever I fit in the scheme, of, you know, on the spectrum of your knowledge base, I'm okay with it. Because in many cases, you are smarter. And in some cases, you're less informed. I'm not going to say you're dumber, because that's just not the case. But you may be less informed. But here's what I will tell you. What the opinion that I give you, based on the information that I have, you're going to have a very difficult time poking holes in it. Now, you may say, Kevin, you probably don't realize all the data because you didn't get it all. And it could alter the way I view things. But if with the data that I have, you're going to have a very difficult time finding a better analysis. And I do a pretty good job of going through the research. Occasionally there are people that go, Kevin, you didn't know this. They stump the professor. And I go, wow, that's great information to add to my arsenal of things. But here's what I want you to know. No matter how little or how much information I have, the person who is most responsible for what you do with this information is not me. It's you. That's how we get things back and to normal. And this is why, you know, everybody's talking about critical thinking, critical thinking, critical thinking. It's almost becoming cliche. But it is important, and that's why I push back. I have people write to me, Kevin, give me your opinion about this. And I say, let me ask you a few questions, and then I want your opinion. I push back because I want you to have to critically think. I'm not here to be a crutch. And the reason why I'm going through this is because there's a lot of new people listening to the program, first of all. But even the oldies, you people that have been around for a while, I love you. I still want you to understand what I'm about. Because I trust you. I trust your ability to discern the information you get and make an educated decision about what goes on in your life. But let me tell you something. Your government, your legislators, they don't trust you. They have zero respect for your intellect. Remember the CDC said, we'd like to issue this report and updates on what's happened with the Wu flu and these vaccines. But we don't think you're smart enough to interpret the data that, by the way, is going to validate what you already been thinking about, what we did. Let me put it a different way. You're too smart for your own good. Until we figure out, this is what the CDC was telling you, until we figure out how to spend this, we don't want to tell you anything. So there's other stuff here. 38-page reports, the list of adverse events, this was in this that lists 1,291 different adverse events following vaccinations. The list includes, get this, acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, anti-sperm antibody positive, brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiac shock, cardiogenic shock, central nervous system vasculitis, death neonatal, deep vein thrombosis, encephalitis brainstem, encephalitis hemorrhagic, frontal lobe epilepsy, foaming at the mouth, epileptic psychosis, facial paralysis, fetal distress syndrome, gastrointestinal amyloidosis, generalized tonic-clonic seizure. I mean, the list of these things is so long, it's insane. And it's just coming out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bombshell reports coming out about what we know about these vaccines. What we've already known about masks, that they don't work. And I just went through a ton of the different things that could happen to you, from acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, anti-sperm antibody positive, brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiogenic shock, central nervous system vasculitis, death, neonatal death, deep vein thrombosis, encephalitis brainstem, encephalitis hemorrhagic, frontal lobe epilepsy, foaming at the mouth, epileptic psychosis, facial paralysis, fetal distress syndrome. gastrointestinal amyloidosis, generalized tonic clonic seizure. And then here's where I start in with the new stuff. Hashimoto's encephalopathy, hepatic vascular thrombosis, herpes zoster reactivation, immune-mediated hepatitis, interstitial lung disease, jugular vein embolism, juvenile myoclonic epilepsy, liver injury, low birth weight, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, myocarditis, neonatal seizure, pancreatitis, pneumonia, stillbirth, tachycardia, temporal lobe epilepsy, testicular autoimmunity, thrombotic cerebral infarction. Do you even know what this stuff is? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the list. It's 1,291 different adverse effects of the vaccines. How many different adverse effects do you have from getting COVID? A.K.A. Wu flu, A.K.A. Chinese flu, A.K.A. coronavirus, A.K.A. Kung flu. How many things could you get from that? This list, holy crap, man. God, this guy goes, Children's Health Defense President and General Counsel Mary Holland said, this is a bombshell. She says, at least now we know why the FDA and Pfizer wanted to keep this data under wraps for 75 years. Oh, speaking of which, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that was a clue. Think about it. Okay, let's do the math. Okay, you're 5 years old, and you're going to get the – because they recommend the shot for anybody at, 5 years and older. So you're 5 years old, but the data says you can't get anything until you're 75 years. The average life expectancy is 80. So you get to know why you died – before, you know, with the life expectancy. And oh, let's not forget, life expectancy is going down. Oh yeah, it's going down. I talked earlier. Go look. I told you. I said, don't believe me. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do a test. And this is a morbid test. When ask yourself or somebody just one degree of separation from you. Do you know anybody that died that's under 60 years old? Do you personally or one person you know, do you know somebody who died unexpectedly? Like somebody you go, well, he was really healthy. I don't get it. Or she ran all the time. Whatever. Because I'm going to make you a bet. Number one, the person got the shot. And number two, they're probably a green weenie leftist, cocktail sipping, pinky pointing lefty. That's who died. I'm not wishing it on anybody, but this is what is happening. Anyway, this story goes on and says, the U.S. government has already purchased 50 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine intended for children under 5 years age to be delivered by April 30th, 2022. Although the FDA has yet to grant an emergency use authorization for this age group, the risk of injury or death from COVID to healthy children is practically nil, and so far, the vaccine is not effective when used in young children. Now, that's from the report. So ask yourself, why would they want to give this shot to kids? Why would they want to give it to anybody? Just keep looking at the data. Ask your funeral director, just out of curiosity, are you seeing more deaths from people under the age of 60 than normal? Go, just, you know what, don't believe me, but I'm saying, I bet if you contacted your local funeral home, he'll tell you, yeah, you know, it's funny. We have had an uptick. And it isn't from COVID. You want to know how I know? Because we don't have any more masks, and we don't have to get the shot anymore, and now it's up to the businesses to determine if they want to continue it, and the school districts, but as a general rule, we've ended it. Now, even with that, the Senate has voted, we're revoking the emergency use authorization for this. It is no longer an emergency. And hey, secret to the people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, it never was. But now they're going to revoke it. And you know what Joe Biden says? He says, I just might veto it. Well, you know what, Joe? I dare you. I hope you veto it. I I hope Joe Biden says, I don't believe the science, because it's a new science, right? We got the new update to the science. And for those of you who listen to this show regularly, let me tell you what the new update to the science is. It's, we're going to now tell you the truth that the science, and I use my finger quotes, wasn't science at all. And the real science is what people like Kevin Jackson have been saying, which is, it's a flu bug. Bioengineered weapon that went awry, unleashed into the public, that did kill some people, no question about it, but not in nearly the numbers that they talked about, and certainly not to rise to the level that it has, to where you can't do anything. You can't drive down the freeway without some big sign that the government going, it's important to get vaccinated because it doesn't do anything for you. And don't forget, wear your mask and social distancing, because that doesn't do anything for you either. But we have to virtue signal and act like we give a crap about you. Go on the internet. Go on your phone. Search for anything. Type in CO. It automatically fills COVID in. I was planning a trip to Colorado. Stop giving me COVID crap. So the government purchases 50 million doses of an ineffective vaccine. They know it. What's it cost per dose? I don't know. Let's, for the sake of discussion, say it's $1 a dose. They spend $50 million to inoculate people who have a 0.0002% chance of dying. Would you spend it? Of course not. And that's at a dollar. Now, according to The Guardian, Pfizer made nearly $37 billion in sales from Wu Flu vaccine last year, making it one of the most lucrative products in history. I already told you they paid $3 billion so they could get the rights to do this. A very good return on investment, he says, and they forecast another bumper year in 2022 with a boost coming from its COVID pill, Paxlovid. Biden advertised Paxlovid in the State of the Union address the same day that the Pfizer data was released to the public. So here's what you got to understand. We got a disease, a virus that was released by the Chinese, and Joe Biden's bragging about the pill cure now that everything else he's going to say, we cured it. And for the record, this is what the left want, and I'm glad that I thought about this while we were talking about it. They want to be the ones responsible for ending it. Joe Biden wants to say, I put an end to COVID. I did it. We've gone from vaccines, and now they're going away from that because they don't want you to know they kill you. Now we've gone from vaccines to pills. Now you can take it in a tablet, and you're safe from COVID. Let me tell you, you're safe from COVID anyway. You're safe from the Wu flu. You want to know why? Very simple. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. God gave you the antibodies that when you get something, even this Chinese-engineered bioweapon, your body goes, I'll fight this off. I'll figure it out. I don't know what your body went through. Mine went through pure H-E double crooked socks, but it fought it off. I haven't had anything since. Maybe had a variant that I didn't even know about because, you know, my eyes got a little, you know, funny at one point, and I said, you know what, I'll stay away from people just in case. Same way I do whenever I get any kind of anomaly in how I feel. Anyway, they go on to talk about this. He said, from mid-December 2020 to February 18, 2022, the U.S. government VAERS database has received over 1.1 million reports of adverse events, including 24,402 deaths following COVID vaccination. Additionally, they name the number of cases of varying aspects of it. And they said it would be criminal to expose children and infants to this. And yet, they're still talking about it. They're still talking about the pill. I don't know what the effects of this are going to be. But as I said earlier, I don't trust this government for anything. Not information, not medication. I don't even trust that they can protect me anymore. Root of thought. Gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.